Good morning, and welcome to The White Way, a public service radio program of the Moili'ili Hongachi. Moili'ili Hongachi is the Jodo Shinshu Buddhist Temple located at 902 University Avenue. Reverend Toshiyuki Umitani and our members invite you to join us at temple services and activities. You go to our internet website at www.moili'ilihonganji.org. You will find a map of our location and some information about our temple and activities. This morning's broadcast is sponsored by the Hirai family, in memory of Mrs. Toyoko Hirai and Kei Yoshie Hirai. Our speaker this morning is Reverend Tatsuya Aoki of the Vancouver Buddhist Temple of the Jodo Shinshu Temples of Canada. Good morning, Reverend Aoki.
Aloha. My name is Tatsuya Aoki, and I am a resident minister at Vancouver Buddhist Temple in Canada for 16 years, and I also serve as Bishop Sojo of Jodo Shinshu Buddhist Temples of Canada for 7 years now. I was born and raised in Sapporo, Hokkaido, which is a northern island in Japan. I am also known as an actor, and I played 2 films last year. The first one is called That Tear on AMC cable channel, and the second one is Man in the High Castle with Amazon Prime. Both shows were filmed in Vancouver, and they were looking for a Japanese Buddhist priest, and I accepted the offer. The Tear is an American horror drama anthology. It is a TV series on AMC channel. I played in the second season, which takes place on the west coast of the United States, and the story focuses on Japanese-American internment during World War II. Mr. George Takei, who is known as Hikaru Sulu in the TV series of Star Trek. I was in the same scene as Mr. George Takei was. In the Tear, I conducted Buddhist funeral service. Well, because I have limited time to talk on this radio program, I am omitting another story of the man in the high castle. So you may check out the program and you may find me. I am in the season 4. And I also prayed as Jodo Shinshu priest. Sensei Toshiyuki Umitani, who is a good friend of mine, and resident minister of Moili'ili Honganji Mission, requested me to talk for the White Way broadcast radio. I am very honored and happy to share Buddha Dharma with all of you. When I am recording this, we are facing a global pandemic that has affected our nation and communities. This COVID-19, known as coronavirus, demonstrates 2 Buddhist essential teachings, which are interdependence and impermanence. The virus was quickly spreading and affecting nations to nations. The world is closely interconnected. Impermanence certainly teaches us that everything is constantly changing. Nothing remains the same. People and temple are not exceptional. In order to do our part to help prevent the spread of the virus, many temples have canceled in-person services. Many of us stay at home and keep physical distance from other people. We deeply miss seeing each other and being able to gather for a Sunday service or to eat lunch together after the Shotsuki service at the temple. Our Jodo Shinshu temples are living communities, and now we must be isolated and apart from each other. This is very painful and difficult time for all of us. In those troubled times, when Shinran Shonin, our founder, when he lived, he encouraged people to turn inwards, not outwards. Turn inwards to find stability and integration in their lives. Shinran stressed one's personal search and spiritual awakening. Shinran taught all people equally, calling them fellow travelers. Shinran felt compassion expressed as Amida Buddha embraced everyone equally, whether they are rich or poor, educated or uneducated, female or male. After Shinran passed away, people who were moved by his words and deeds came together to remember and appreciate his life. One of the things that made Shinran's teaching very popular was its simplicity. Shinran encouraged others to just live a life of Nembutsu, live a life of Namo Amida Butsu. One explanation might be to simply live a life of gratitude, live a life of gratitude, live a life of arigato. But the gratitude of Nembutsu is not just appreciation. Nembutsu gratitude is that level of gratitude so deep that words thank you are never enough. When was the last time we felt so grateful that all words of appreciation were insufficient? Was it when you found the last package of bathroom tissue at the store? Or was it when you sat by the bedside of someone you love, whose time was very near? There are no words to describe how grateful we feel. A life of Nembutsu is to live with such deep appreciation for each and every day, every moment, just as it is, just as it is. Shinran shared the Dharma in a way that was so approachable and easy to understand. When Dalai Lama, the famous Tibetan monk, he was asked about Buddhism. His reply was, "My religion is kindness. My religion is kindness, and I like it. It is so true." I think Shinran might say the same thing when he is asked about Buddhism. He might say, "Our religion is kindness and deep gratitude. May we face this challenging time together, and may it give us even greater resolve to dedicate ourselves to support our temples, so that we can continue to share the Dharma in whatever medium or manner that we can. I would like to conclude this message by one of Hawaiian English expression, which was written at the last of email message that I received from another minister from Hawaii. No can take it for granted. No can take it for granted. Namo Amida Butsu. Namo Amida Butsu. Namo Amida Butsu.
Thank you, Reverend Aoki, for your Dharma message. To re-listen to the message, please check our website at www.moiliiliungangi.org. Due to the COVID-19 pandemic, our temple is temporarily closed. The State Ministers Association will be live streaming a Sunday service on May 3rd at 10 a.m. The speaker will be Reverend Sean Yagi of Aiea Hunganji. To join in the service, please go to www.hunganjihawaii.com and you will find a link to the live streaming service. As Mo'ili'ili Hunganji is unable to hold a regular Sunday service at the temple, our resident minister, Reverend Umitani, has uploaded some video images of our temple website. To listen to his video message, please go to www.moiliilihunganji.org. As we come to the close of our program this morning, we would like to thank our sponsor, the Hirai family, and our speaker, Reverend Tetsuya Aoki of the Vancouver Buddhist Temple. We thank you for listening and invite you to join us next week when our speaker will be Reverend Ryoso Toshima. Namo Amida Butsu.